This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Hey guys, what's going on? I'm glad to be here today. We're going to be talking about getting out of our own way. How do we do that? Getting past those personal blockages. And what do we want to do when we get past personal blockages? What are personal blockages? And I know some of you are like, well, what does that mean? What's a personal blockage? Well, to me, a personal blockage is either, what, fear? Okay, we got fear, we got anger, we got resentments, we got personal judgment, and feeling overwhelmed. And I feel like those are big kind of clusters of blockages. And when we have that, or a mixture, most of us have a Sunday, right? We have a bunch of that, and then we have some anger, and we got some resentment sprinkled on there. You know, we got a lot of that stuff going on. We're unable to move forward, right? We're unable to move forward in our day-to-day life. We feel overwhelmed. We feel stressed out. We feel burdened. We feel all kinds of things. And so what can we do to efficiently move past those personal blockages and begin to excel in our life? I don't want to talk about merely existing. Okay, I've been there before in my life. I've been there multiple times, merely existing. Long time ago, but it was there and I did it. Right now I want to talk about thriving. I want to talk about thriving in our life. And I want to talk about getting rid of the mere survival. Getting rid of that coupled with unhappiness. And being able to move through our personal blockages. Joining me later in the hour, Liz London. Liz is our sound alchemist. And what that means is that, you know, sound can actually make changes to our body. I know that many of you have listened to classical music and you know that you seem to be able to focus more. You seem to be able to think more clearly. Well, what would it be like if you actually had sound that could actually be healing, that could calm you, that could help you meditate, that could help you realize you and your true self? Well, that's what Liz talks about, and that's what she teaches. And so you can actually check out her website right now, and if you're watching on Facebook as well, we'll put that link in there. But we'll put the link to the Portal to the Divine. It's theportaltothedivine.com. And it's really awesome because we have these different modalities to you, right? As a therapist and a life coach, I can help you figure out your stuff. I can figure your negative broken record. I can help get you more self-aware. I can help you to really understand yourself. But there's multiple modalities, right? So sound is one of the modalities that we've seen is successful in working. And it actually does work. And there is stacks and stacks of information and trials that will show you that it really does work. So that's something that we're going to be talking about in today's show. And Liz has been on the show for the last few weeks, and I'm so glad to actually have her in studio today. Later on, Dan Nelson's going to be giving us a history lesson about William Faulkner. And it must be nice to be written about, your family written about in William Faulkner books. So a very interesting thing that we'll be talking about. And, you know, history is interesting because history is important. When we understand from where we came, right, we can understand where we're heading. And that's really the true philosophy in life. And a lot of times we don't really see it. And people talk about history repeating itself. And that's just the truth, right? And so just like what we've seen recently in the COVID-19, we realized we were talking about the Spanish flu back in the 1900s. All these things seem to be, well, they seem to reappear. So history does have importance in the present moment. So today we're going to be talking about letting go of fears, angers, resentments, right? Personal judgment, and feeling overwhelmed. Okay, we're going to talk about that. I think it's more than the trifecta, right? We're going to be talking about that because in the last few months, our entire world has changed, right? Life has stopped as we know it, and a new protocol has been implemented. Many of us felt as though we were a character in a film, right? A character in a film where we felt odd. It felt fictitious. And sometimes it seemed like the lights would come on and the camera would stop and rolling and there would be a lady or a man scream, cut, cut, end the shoot. Well, unfortunately, guess what? There was none of that. And there was nobody to stop rolling the camera. And none of us were really in that film, and none of us got any royalties for the film. So the movie itself was world-changing. It ignited fear, right? The movie, in quote. It ignited anger, and it ignited feeling overwhelmed. And so the problem is that we have that predication happen a few months ago, right? And then many of us were already feeling fear, right? We were already feeling overwhelmed. We were already feeling stressed out. We were already feeling anxiety. We already had resentment, okay? And then it just added on top. And so the problem is we have so much to deal with, and now we got even more stress on us, and we feel even more fearful. So what do we do? So in today's show, we're going to give you solutions, and I'm going to give you multiple solutions. That's why I bring in a sound alchemist to get a solution when it comes to sound, too. I want to give you so many options that there's no way that you can't get on top of this and thrive in your life. So let's talk about the definition of fear right now. Fear is the unpleasant emotion that's caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, right? Or likely to cause us pain or is going to threaten us. Okay, definitely there's the definition of fear. But we have the fear of what? The outside world? Some of us fear the inside world. The fear of the future. The fear of money. The fear of personal safety. The fear of what is going to happen next. The fear of the future. All these fears are very real. So how do we deal with fear appropriately? Well, you know, when we're thinking about it in a cognitive behavioral way, or we're thinking about it as far as just being able to be mindful in our life, fear is something that we have to be aware of, because fear is created by, I think, by future thinking. Okay, one of the biggest things that many of us do is we start thinking, we go along those thoughts, and next thing you know, we're thinking about the future, and then we're thinking about the next step, and the next step, and the next step, and we start worrying massively. Well, if this happened, then this can happen, and what about this, and what about that, and oh my God, what about this, and what about that? And so the future thinking is the first thing that we have to be aware of. When you are future thinking, you are probably creating chaos and hysteria in your own life, and I've done that, where somebody says, yeah, this isn't going to happen, and I go, oh my gosh, and you go all the way from this situation to the fact that you're on the street, right? You can't even pay your rent. You're on the street. You go from one extreme to the other, and you see it all play out, and it's scary. It's scary, but you know what? We have to step back and ask ourselves, first off, wait a second. Am I future thinking? Yes. Two, what is this doing for me? And three, why am I doing this to myself? Because I believe that this is a massive distraction used to make us feel bad, and I think it goes back into our own personal thought processes of ourselves. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to a client the other day, and I think this is poignant. We were talking, and they said, you know, hey, every night I grab a glass of wine, I'll have a second glass of wine, and then I start feeling bad. And I said, why do you feel bad? Well, I feel like I'm not productive. I feel like I'm not getting things done. And I said, but it's 9 o'clock at night and you had a couple of glasses of wine, so how productive do you think you're going to be? Well, that's a good question. And I said, so basically you're setting yourself up for failure, okay? You're trying to relax, but yet when you relax, you feel bad about it because you're not doing everything you can, so you're setting yourself up for a problematic situation and beating yourself up in a situation that doesn't need to be done. So we went through a dramatization, and I had them walk through it the next day and see what it was like at home that night and what happened. And it was interesting because they realized that they were setting themselves up. Just like that, many of us are setting ourselves up with future thinking. We set ourselves up thinking, okay, this is the worst thing that's possibly going to happen. It's never going to work for me. I'm never going to be successful. Life is going to always end up like this for me. I'm always going to get screwed, right? People are always going to take advantage of me. And then what happens is we color the reality to make that reality. If I believe that everybody is like talking behind my back, when I walk into a room, people are going to probably get quiet. They're probably going to get quiet and they're going to look at me funny, and I'm going to automatically assume they're all talking about me behind my back. Well, the thing is that that's probably not the case at all. The problem is that the way I color the situation, somebody just probably told a really interesting, sexual, crazy off joke. I walk in, they get quiet, everybody's trying to act like nothing's being said, and I automatically interpret it as they're talking about me. Now, I color the situation that way because I'm already believing that. So if you're already coloring your life situation by the concept of fear, you're already thinking the absolute worst is going to happen. You're also thinking that people are not going to be there for you. They're going to leave you hanging. They're going to do the worst thing. They're going to set you up for failure. And when you hear them talk, you're going to go on and interpret the act. We've all walked into a room feeling great about ourselves. We've all walked into a room feeling great. Oh my gosh, I feel good about myself. My self-esteem's at a good place. And we get in that room and everybody's so happy to see us. And we have a good time. We were the life of the room. We've done that same room where we walk in and we're feeling really, really bad about ourselves. We're feeling really low. We're questioning our reality. We have our head down low. We look at people. We kind of think that we don't want to talk to anybody. And the next thing you know, you're sitting in an event for 30 minutes. Nobody's even spoken to you, and you're trying to figure out how to get out of there. Same group of people, two different times. So we got to think about that. So fear can arrive from many different levels, but we have to stop fear in its tracks, because fear is really a disease that takes away from our quality of life. Okay, and one of the fears that I think a lot of us have is, you know, the fear of getting sick. And, you know, we can do things that we can do to offset that. We can wash our hands. We can take care of ourselves. We can take vitamins. We can make sure that we don't put ourselves in positions that we can as much as possible. But to a degree, we have to realize we have to live our life. There comes a time where we have to get back into the living. And the time is now. And I'm just saying that the longer we wait in fear, the more the fear becomes our reality, the more the fear becomes the program. So many of us aren't actually living our life. I mean, it might even like kind of cook your noodle a little bit to understand that many of us are living a program we created a long time ago, and we just live that day after day. And I'm going to do a full show on that probably next week about the program. I call it the personal matrix. We'll talk about that because it's very interesting. What about anger? Many of you are harboring anger. I used to be one of the angriest kids known to man, I think, for a period of time. I was angry at everything. But what was anger? Anger is this umbrella. It's this overseeing umbrella of every single emotion, okay? Guys like to always say, boys, men, whatever, I'm just so angry, right? Okay, I get it. But you know what that really means? I'm really upset. I'm really sad. I was really disillusioned, you know what I'm saying? I was taken advantage of. I feel horrible. I feel this, I feel that. It's not about, it's just the umbrella, and it's also the manly umbrella. And many of us use the anger as our go-to response because we haven't looked at our emotions specifically. We're not mindful of our own reality, and we don't know what to do. We can't control our emotions. We can't figure it out. And, you know, when we talk about self-soothing, and we're going to talk about that later on in the hour with Liz London, self-soothing, that's something that we have to do, but some of us don't know how to do it. So what happens when we can't self-soothe? We get angry, we get upset, we get stressed out, we start getting overwhelmed. What happens when we get overwhelmed? We can't move. We can't do anything. We get stuck. And that's where I don't want you to be there. I don't want you to be there because I care about you. That's the reason why I've been doing this show for, what, 9+ years? My God. It's been on for a long time. But yeah, thank God. But, you know, this is why we do it, is because I want you to work to eliminate that umbrella of anger. And even if you do feel angry today, where is the anger coming from? Where is it coming from? Is it anger from other people? Is it the anger that you're holding on from not dealing with the situation in your life? Is it an anger that you're dealing with about a parent or maybe a child that you have? Is it anger about yourself that you haven't grown up to be the person you wanted to be? Is it anger that you said, you know, I didn't get to live up to the life I wanted? Or whatever it is, we need to look at that, but we have to overcome the anger by looking and peeling off the pieces of anger to understand where it's all being processed from. If you don't know where it's coming from, because I've had clients come in and say, I go, well, where is that coming from? I don't know. And I get the I don't know, but we got to get past the I don't know, because the I don't know is another distraction to keep you in the angry position, because that's telling me that your subconscious mind doesn't want to let go of the anger, because the anger is serving a purpose, right? Going back to that program, if we're on that program and we're used to this program, we want to stay on it because it's been something we've been around for a long time. It's like listening to the same show, you know, listening to the same radio station, listening to the same song over and over again. Is it painful? Yes. I mean, does it really get old? Mm-hmm. But guess what? It's comfortable. So when we return, we'll be talking more about getting out of your own way, getting past those personal blockages. Liz London's joining me live in the studio, well as Dan Nelson is here later on in the hour. We're going to give you some more tips and tricks on how to overcome this and how to better your life. And you know what? You're going to feel better about this. You're going to feel better after this hour, I hope. And I think you're going to feel lighter, and you're going to feel like, you know what? You've got the power. So stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Will be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes. Are you an artist?
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with the life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for Couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing connection habits will make your partner happy.
Are you looking for or interested in artwork for your home or office? Are you interested in purchasing artwork? Even seeing behind the scenes of the art-making process? Supporting the artist in their journey? Even finding out information like what makes an artist collectible? And to get the artist's perspective? Go to artforyourcause.com/AP. That's artforyourcause.com/AP. And become an Art Lover member today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we'll be talking about getting past personal blockages, fears, angers, resentment, personal judgment, and feeling overwhelmed and unable to move forward. We'll be talking about the fear of the unknown, the fear of the stuff that we create, that future thinking that makes us really, really stressed out, that future thinking that just like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? Where am I going with this? And what's up with my life? You know, we've been talking about anger. Anger is one of those things that all the emotions go into it. All of it. Anger.
Ugh.
The anger towards life, the changes, the things that are happening to us, the anger that we hold on to. And I think it's interesting because many of us are holding on to anger and resentment. We're holding on to these issues. We're holding on to anger from our parents, from our upbringing. We're holding on to anger about everything. And the only body that's hurting is us. That's what's so sad about anger. That's the biggest problem. So we're operating on a program that's keeping us in this matrix of our life. And we're looking at that. And we're going to talk more about the personal judgment. But right now, I want to begin talking to Liz. And we're going to carry it over to the next segment here. And the coolest thing is that, you know, when we're talking about modalities, and we're talking about various different things in our life, one of the things that we can do is cognitive therapy, right? One of the things is that we can work with a life coach, right? We can work with a therapist. But there's another thing we can do, too. We can add different modalities. What about sound? Many people don't realize that sound can really help. Liz, tell us a little bit about sound therapy.
Sound therapy is a very interesting revolution that's coming up. It's been around for a long time. But really, I like what you're saying today about fear. And to get back on that, before I answer that question, I think what I'm here to do today is to share about how to self-soothe. And sound is an integral part of my life and has taught me how to soothe myself. A lot of the things we need, I feel like I need to do to help myself is pattern interrupt. Like you were saying, program. Mm-hmm. How do I interrupt what my stinking thinking's going on? Because obviously I've got this program going around like a mouse on a hamster on a wheel. And how do I stop that? When I start to feel anxious, I tighten my muscles, I stop breathing, everything stops, and then the monkey mind takes over. So what we talked about earlier this month was just breathing, taking a deep breath, and inhaling and exhaling. That is the simplest thing to do. Now sound, bringing sound into breath, is even more powerful. Sound can change everything.
Let me ask you, we have a few minutes left in this segment. Let me ask you a question. So, like, do you think that a lot of people are just shallow breathing? I mean, cause I know,
yes.
I catch myself doing it.
Yes.
So how do you get more mindful of that? Just the fact of, because I think a lot of people don't realize it, and they're all stressed out, and they got that anxiety, and then that just aids in a bet on the anxiety level.
Well, I think you've got to start by just practicing. Practice your breathing. Conscious breathing. Stop and take a deep breath in. And sigh it out or hum it out and create a tone with that to interrupt those negative thoughts. And it's a practice, like anything. You have to develop and practice. Like practicing makes perfect. Mm-hmm. We have to just start somewhere. And even if it is just, like exasperation. Like, I've had my limit. Just get me out of here. Just a release of the energy is a good start. And then from there, you can start breathing because you release that toxic energy through your breath going, or scream or say, F it or whatever. But just express that. But it's our act. We want to take action instead of reaction.
That's awesome. When we return, we're going to be talking more about that. We're going to talk about the self-soothing options. And see, breathing does matter, guys. And I know it seems simple. It's like, this stuff's simple. I mean, it's like, but, some of the best art in the world is simple, right? Mm-hmm. Some of the best, everything that's simple is the best, right? Everybody's trying to figure out the next invention that's the simplest thing that everybody needs. So think about it. We're telling you some simple stuff. But you know what? It's really actually kind of deep, right? So we'll be right back. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. You know what? I'll be back. Yeah, this time it's you shakes.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing connection habits will make your partner happy.
ArtForYourCause.com is an art-infused community with a revolutionary twist. We enable art lovers, artists, and nonprofits to work together in a mutually beneficial way. Purchases made through ArtForYourCause.com assist those who want to connect, share, and collect from our artistic community. ArtForYourCause.com donates a percentage from every sale at checkout to the buyer's favorite charity, where they can select over a million nonprofits. Additionally, anyone can direct donate to ArtForYourCause.com. Check out ArtForYourCause.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Mother Nature wanted to make an impression on Mother's Day weekend in what could be a once-in-a-generation May snowstorm, poised to drop snow across portions of the Northeast and New England. Snow has already begun in some areas of the Northeast, spreading into New England with snowfall rates that could be heavy at times. And the big cities along the I-95 corridor will see rain with an outside chance of wet snowflakes through Sunday afternoon. Across the interior Northeast and New England, Cleveland, snowfall totals could range from a dusting to 4 inches, with locally higher amounts of 6 to 8 inches, and isolated totals over a foot. The storm could intensify quickly enough to become a bomb cyclone by later tonight. The definition of a bomb cyclone is a storm that drops 24 millibars in 24 hours over a certain area. And then there's the widespread cold, courtesy of the polar vortex. This is USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'd agree to that.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about fears, anger, letting go of resentments, personal judgment, and feeling overwhelmed, and how we do that, how we go from surviving and unhappiness to actually being successful and to thrive. It takes multiple things to do. We have to be completely self-aware to understand how to do that, because it starts with self-awareness. Without self-awareness and not understanding our emotions and why we have them, we can't even begin to fathom what we do, because we're just sweeping under the rug. We're not paying attention to ourselves. We're not being honest with ourselves, right? And that's the thing that we have to do, being honest, being direct, thinking about ourselves, but ultimately caring about ourselves. Later on here in the segment, Dan Nelson will join us talking about William Faulkner, and it's going to be really cool. But right now in the studio, Liz London is here. Liz is the creator of the Portal to the Divine, and we've been talking right before in the last segment about sound and how sound can be healing, which is great. But you know, another thing is about soothing. It's very important that we are able to self-soothe, you know. What did you do? You put your thumb in your mouth, right? There were things that you did. You probably, you know, held yourself or held your hand or held your arm, whatever. But a lot of times you were sucking on your thumb or sucking on your pacifier, your passy, right? That's what we did when we were a kid. We had our passy, right? Well, what do we have now? So, Liz, it's great to have you in studio.
Thank you.
So let's talk about this. So sound is a modality that we can use, and self-soothing is important. Tell us a little bit about self-soothing and why that matters.
Well, to get out of our monkey mind, we have to stop reacting. And by reacting, we're just caught in a perpetual loop. So what we have to do is act, and we have to choose the tools to act our way out of the reaction, to stop the reaction. So sound is a great interrupter for just keep us from out and get us out of the monkey mind and get us from keep us from reacting. Mm-hmm. So if I just take a deep breath and just that changes my frequency just doing that, because I'm taking myself out of my normal situation, which is rah 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 rah, and just changing it by breathing and having a sound attached to that. Now, sound is a very sophisticated thing, because sound can be targeted to certain parts of our body, like we talked about last week, through humming or toning or chanting, and people can manifest things through using sound. So if we put our intention in with sound, it increases our ability to manifest what we want in our lives. So what we need to do is slow down, and like you often say, write down what you want in your life. That's mm-hmm. one of your tools that you give people. Another thing is to journal. And you can journal through collage. You can cut out pictures that you want in your life. What we need to do is be focusing on what we want, not what we have. Be grateful for what we have, but be focusing on what we want now. And by doing that through breathing and toning and creative visualization, we can change and alter our now and our future.
So you have some really, that's awesome, and I agree with you. You have some really neat crystal bowls here.
Mm-hmm.
There's four of them,
mm-hmm.
Various shapes. So you know, you can't see this on the radio. We are on Facebook Live, but various shapes and sizes, and they're various crystals. They're made out of various crystal material. What do these bowls do?
Well, I have four bowls here today, and each one of them is made out of quartz crystal. But these are special bowls. These are alchemy bowls. Alchemy bowls take the minerals or the gemstones or semi-precious gemstones, and they melt in a kiln at 3,000 degrees, they melt those gemstones or precious gemstones. Like there's, these are emerald here.
So those are made out of emerald. That's cool.
Emerald and gold.
And then what is that sound? What does that connect with the chakra?
Each bowl has a certain note or tone, which corresponds to an energy center in the body, which is usually called a chakra, which stands in for wheels. Wheels are chakras in Sanskrit.
And so that's like energy within our body,
yes.
Right? So it's like the chakras are like the energy levels in our body. They kind of go up from the ground all the way to over our head.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so a lot of things, you know, connect with our heart. And
yeah. I brought four bowls today. I brought the root chakra, which is a palladium and quartz crystal. It's a C note, and it works on the root chakra, and it emits this beautiful, beautiful tone.
That's really cool. Do y'all hear that?
And it lingers because, unlike the regular quartz crystal bowls, these alchemy bowls, they have a different dimensional energy because of the minerals or the semi-precious gemstones that they melt it. They fuse into them. So this one is palladium.
Palladium.
So palladium has a certain frequency in itself.
Now, when you work with people with sound alchemy, you use all these different bowls, right, to create and to serve, like, the sound and to be able to, because I think you can, if you really meditated on some of these frequencies and these sounds, it would really help somebody to go inward to really seek the information they need.
Yeah, what you want to do is eventually you want to get these sounds, these different frequencies, and tone with them. So, like, that's the om sound. If you hear it, om.
I can hear it. Om. That's pretty cool.
So that's om. That's C.
That's pretty cool. It's pretty calming.
Yeah. So just listening to it, I mean, I'm automatically in a Zen state because I am connecting with this sound. And it's resonating from my root chakra all the way up to my crown chakra because I have been tuning my body to resonate with the sound.
That's awesome. See, that's what we're talking about here, guys, is that we have these other modalities that we can use, right? So Liz uses this modality to help people to really educate themselves on how they're feeling, but to connect and resonate with those feelings, because a lot of times we're on autopilot, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, and so, like, sometimes I'll be like a little agitated if something's going on with the technology in my house, if something stops working. So I will just go, I'll stop and I'll just go, and breathe. And then I can hum or then I can tone, and you can tone the sound of these chakras. Like this one is D, which is the sacral.
That's cool. That's awesome.
And this is the solar plexus. See, you barely have to touch them. They're very sensitive. And then this is the heart. Everybody will love the heart.
That's really nice.
So imagine yourself filled with this energy in your heart, and you're radiating it not only outside but inside, because we all need self-love. We all need to love our little kid inside us first. I mean, we have to reparent our inner child, and that's really important. And sound can help us access it quicker than anything else.
So what do you? I love it that you're coming in the studio. I look forward to having you in next week. Will you give us a little sneak peek on next week's?
I actually have a new technology, and they're tuning forks.
Okay.
And tuning forks are really advanced, very simple to use. You strike them, you hold them up to your ear. You can also place. There's another one that I'll bring in that you can put on your body, and it puts the energy right into your body.
Very cool. Well, I can't wait to hear about that. Liz will be back in studio. Well, now we need to talk about history. You know, history matters, and history repeats itself, right? It's all about history. I mean, we look at what's happening now, we see it again, and here we're going to be talking about history. We're going to talk about Faulkner with Dan Nelson. Joining me live in studio, Dan Nelson. Dan is our resident historian here on Live Your True Life. And I love Dan's stories because they're interesting, they're timely, but they're all real. Dan, great to have you in studio today.
Hey, I'm excited to be here, Ashley.
Hey, so I'm interested, what kind of story do you have for us today?
Well, this is an interesting one, particularly if you're into literature. This was a story that I grew up hearing. It was about my great-great-great-grandfather, William Harper Smither, and his family in Oxford, Lafayette County, Mississippi. And as it was pronounced, it was William Hoppe Smither. But he was an accomplished individual. And so I grew up hearing from my grandmother that William Faulkner, the famous novelist, by many considered to be the finest American novelist, certainly in terms of Southern literature, had written about our family in his novels. So, you know, I sort of had that in the back of my head at the time I heard that. I wasn't taking the right literature classes or whatever, so I didn't really pursue who William Faulkner was. And then as I got older, I started checking into it, and I'm like, well, this can't be, because William Faulkner basically showed up in Oxford after my Smither family had already moved on. And so they didn't overlap, so it didn't really make sense. So then later when I went back and took a look at it, I actually found that William Faulkner was writing about stories that were told to him by his ancestors. And the Faulkner home was only about three doors away from where the current Smither home was. And it was actually the home of his great-grandfather or his grandfather, his maternal great-grandfather, Charles G. Butler. And so a lot of these stories came from those ancestors, and so they had this sort of fictional county name. I'll probably slaughter it, but it was something like Yoknatapatha that he used, and he gave every character in his book these sort of wild names. So, you know, it's like, how would I possibly figure out whether or not my ancestors were written about in Faulkner's books? Or was that even true? You know, did the Smithers ever know the Butlers? Well, then I finally came across information showing that Jacob Thompson, who somebody we'll talk about in another episode, was written about in The Sound and the Fury, one of Faulkner's most famous books, as Jason Compson. So he would play with the names a little bit. So yeah, it'd be easy if my Smithers just became Stithers or something like that. I haven't came across that character yet. So just to further this along in terms of the relationship, it turned out that William Harper Smither, my ancestor, and Charles G. Butler were best friends. Smither actually probated the will for Butler, and they served on the Board of Police together. So now it all started to make more sense. So I'm pretty certain that what my grandmother told me was accurate, but I don't know how I'll ever know which characters. Right now, I'm torn between choosing between two of Faulkner's characters. One was Cash Bundren, and he was selected by Barnes & Noble as one of the top 10 biggest fictional martyrs. Or, probably more likely, Binley Compson, who was selected by Barnes & Noble as one of the 10 biggest fictional morons. So I wonder which one of those is more likely to have been modeled upon one of my ancestors.
That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. So Faulkner fans would really like this. I think this is a good one. Well, you know, what do you think about learning all that?
Come across a story and you say, well, that can't be true or that doesn't make sense. It usually turns out that there is truth in the story. It's just been exaggerated. And to sort of figure out what's the exaggeration and what's the truth is a big part of the fun in what I do, you know, getting to play detective. Sometimes you can unravel it. Sometimes you can't.
Awesome stuff. Awesome. I love these stories. I think they're just so interesting and timely. And I think all of us are related to have some sort of interesting story. And I like how you're able to dig these stories up. For folks who would like to dig those stories up in their own ancestry, how can they find you?
The easiest way is to go to ancestorsgenealogy.com. That's just the word ancestors with a D in front, ancestorsgenealogy.com. And then you can also go to our YouTube channel, which is Ancestor Genealogy. There's tons of great material in both places, video testimonials from happy customers.
Hey, so we're back here. We're hanging out. I thought it was a great conversation with Dan Nelson. We'll have all that information. I think you heard it right before. I thought that was an interesting story. Definitely something that many of us can't say that we have that. And I think that's actually quite fun. So always interesting with Dan. He's going to be back on next week talking about some very interesting stuff. And I just think his stories are so interesting because they're true. But the other thing, too, is that I've never really looked – I was a history buff in school, but I think when somebody really takes an interest into that and really finds some stuff that we can uncover, I think it's interesting to learn. It's stuff that we wouldn't learn any other way, and so I think it's also a very powerful thing to talk about. So stay tuned when I return, when we return, talking more about the things you can do. I'm going to give you three things that you can do today to help you to overcome the situations and to begin to get on that road of thriving instead of mere survival, because I think we're ready to make a move, right? We're ready to do even more than we ever did. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'm back this time in 2 Shades.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about letting go of personal blockages, the past blockages, and getting out of our own way. So what are the things that we can do right now? What are three things besides what we've already been talking about this whole hour? What can we do? Well, the first thing we can do is we can be aware and self-aware, which means that we need to be able to process what's going on in our mind, what's going on in our body. One of the things that we're going to talk about in the next show is about programs, right? About being on a particular program. Many of us are living a matrix. We're living in the matrix of our own life, right? And there's matrix, there are confines of the matrix that we've lived in within for years and years and years. It's what we know, right? And we get comfortable with it, even though it's really, really uncomfortable, even though it really, really sucks. Okay, and we get comfortable in it, but we're not aware of it. So we call it a cycle. We call it a pattern, right? Many of us call it a cycle, a pattern. People say, why am I in this toxic relationship cycle? What's going on? Why do I always pick the worst person in the room? Why do I always pick the most toxic person in the room? There's a beacon on me, and I swear there's something about it. Well, you know what? There's no beacon on you. The thing is that you're in this program, and you're in this comfortability program of being really super uncomfortable, and it's really normal for you. And I've been there. I'm not sitting there trying to, you know, throw rocks at glass houses. I'm saying that I've been there before. I've been that person going, man, not another failed relationship. I mean, my God, and why would I? I mean, what was going on here? Well, it was because it was normal. And we need to start being aware, self-aware of these programs we're in, because they're not comfortable, they're not fun, and they're not exciting. And it's like literally being on autopilot. It's like being on autopilot in your life, and who wants to be on that? I don't want to be on autopilot. There's a reason why I'm living and I'm breathing and I'm a human being on this planet right now, is to actually live a unique, responsible life. Okay? It's not just because I want to just do the same thing I did from 15 years ago, right, and just keep doing it over and over and over again. I'm tired of it. So we need to be self-aware. You need to start, you know, figuring out what am I thinking? Where are my thoughts? Why am I future thinking right now? Wait a second. Where did this fear come from? Oh, wait. Where did this anger come from? All of a sudden, this anger shows up. Well, anger doesn't just show up randomly. Okay? An emotion, when we have a feeling, an emotion, it comes from a thought, guys. This is the way it is. Thought starts and then the emotion. Thought, then the emotion. Thought, the emotion, right? The emotion just doesn't show up out of thin air. So we have to figure out, you know, what's that thought? So being self-aware means slowing it down long enough to realize, okay, I've been thinking X, Y, Z all day. I've been panicking, future thinking, scared to death of what's going to happen, and I've been working with worst-case scenarios. Now, how do I stop that? Now, that's the key to stopping the cycle. We're going to talk more about that, but you can't stop anything until you're aware. We cannot put the cart in front of the horse here. You have to become super aware of what's going on, and that awareness has to be there for at least several days before we can work into the next cycle, what we need to get rid of, right? We have to begin somewhere. So you have to begin with being super mindful of what's going on through your head, okay, and then catching it. Oh, wait, I'm future thinking. Oh, I'm thinking about fear. Oh, I'm feeling about this. I'm thinking about lack. I'm thinking about this. And I want you to start journaling it, or put it in your iPhone, or put it in your Android, or put it in whatever phone you want, and put that information in there so you can see it and start referencing it. The next thing that I want you to do is I want you to realize the patterns and programs you're in. Start thinking about what's coming naturally. What seems to be happening all the time, and not in a good way naturally. I mean, it just seems like it propels constantly. It's like almost you're living like Groundhog Day. Start catching that self-awareness, too. If you don't catch that, we can't change it, right? You have to be super aware of this stuff, super, super, super aware of it. And you know what? One of the things that many of us do is we're constantly asking other people how they feel. Start asking yourself how you're feeling. Start refocusing that energy on you. Why do you got to keep distracting yourself with everybody else, huh? Because that's what's really happening here. So the last thing I want you to think about is, where are your fears coming from? Are they old fears, right? Are they new fears? Are they fears from childhood? Okay, fears from childhood or recent fears? Or are they fears from childhood that have been compounded by the recent situation? Now, that's probably key, right? Because if you were raised with fear, right? And you were raised with fear and you're thinking these fears and your whole life you've been thinking about that, but you get older and older and older and you forget about the fears, right? Because it gets subconscious and you don't think about it. And all of a sudden your body reacts, right? But you're not reacting. And so it just goes undercover. And now with the recent situation that happened, the fears is like, boom, it's out of this world, anxiety. Okay, we got to get to that. And we're going to be talking about that next week. Liz is going to be in studio with me. We're going to be doing some sound work as well. We're going to be helping out, guys, so stay tuned. It's going to be a great time. We're going to really offer some modalities and some stuff that you can do right now. So hopefully you can be more self-aware. Start that journal. Be aware of that future thinking, thinking about that fear, letting it go, but realizing you're actually doing. That's what's powerful. When you're powerful, you know what's going on in your body 24/7. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burge. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. Well, free shakes. Good job. CreateYourCause.org started with a passion for making a difference in the world. Inspired by the collective efforts of people like you who work really hard for a cause worthy of your efforts. But a cause needs funding. And we know that effort and hard work can only go so far. A cause needs funding to be sustainable. So we created a platform to assist with raising money, using your most valuable asset, your supporters. From environmental causes to helping the families of fallen soldiers, we know that no matter what your cause is, it's what matters most to you. There's no time like the present. Create your cause today. Go to createyourcause.org. That is createyourcause.org.